Is God unfair? Part 2, Author unknown. God saves his people, and he does it without any help. God does not need the help of puny man to do his work. If God cannot do his work without our help, he certainly could not do it with our help. It takes a mighty arrogant attitude for anybody to think that after God has done the best he can to save sinners, and failed in the effort, that we can pitch in and help him to do what he could not do without our help. When God created the world, he took 6 days to do it. Now I am careful to say that God took 6 days to create the world. That is not the same as to say that it took God 6 days to do the work. He could have created the universe in an instant of time, if he had wanted to, but, for some reason he took 6 days. He spread the work out over 6 days. He created Adam on the 6th day. There are probably a lot of reasons that God created Adam on last day of creation, but one reason that he created man last was so that man could not take any credit for any part of creation. And then after God had done everything he intended to do, on the 7th day he rested. He did it all by himself. He created the universe all by himself, and then he rested. He rested because he had created all the worlds he intended to create. He could have created 10 million worlds like this, if he had wanted to, without taxing his energies in the least. He did not rest because he was tired. He rested because he had finished the work. He went to Calvary and provided redemption all by himself, and then when he arose from the dead, he ascended back to heaven and sat down. Why did the Lord sit down when he ascended back to glory? He sat down because the work was done. That is what he said in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "I have finished the work thou gavest me to do." The old Jewish priesthood was in many ways a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ. There were many ways in which the Old Testament priesthood was different from the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, but for the most part it was symbolic of his priesthood. There is a text in Hebrews chapter 7, talking about the Jewish priesthood. It says, "Every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices." I memorized that verse years and years ago, and I quoted it a lot of times before I noticed what it said. It is amazing how you can read a verse over and over, and still not see what it says. Notice that the priests standeth daily. For 1500 years the Old Testament priesthood did their work standing up. Why did they do their work standing up? There were two reasons. First, there was no place to sit down. There was no chair in the tabernacle. The reason there was not a chair was that they did not need a chair. Their work was never done. But Paul said, "For by one offering he Christ Jesus hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." After the Lord made that one sacrifice at Calvary, he ascended to heaven and sat down. He sat down because the work was complete. By that one offering the Lord accomplished what the Old Testament priesthood could not accomplish with their